With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump signs an executive order banning male athletes from taking part in girls' or women's sports. President Trump says the war on women's sports is over.
Under the Trump administration, we will defend the proud tradition of female athletes, and we will not allow men to beat up, injure, and cheat our women and our girls. From now on, women's sports will be only for women.
He's already ordered the government to define sex as male and female. Also at SRNNews.com, 60 Minutes publishes the transcript of its unedited interview with then-Vice President Harris as it faces an FCC investigation. The interview ran weeks before Election Day last year, sparking criticism from Trump about that heavily edited interview. The president charged CBS with selectively editing the interview in Harris's favor. Democrats are livid that Elon Musk is uncovering massive amounts of unapproved spending in USAID. White House Speaker Mike Johnson said the executive branch has broad authority to review how federal agencies are operating.
They're using that authority right now in a way it hasn't been used in a long time, so it looks radical. It's not. I call it stewardship. I think they're doing right by the American taxpayer, and we support that principle. When it comes to the point of codification and legislation and all the rest, we'll be evaluating all those things.
Pam Bondi, the new U.S. Attorney General, after being sworn in Wednesday morning. Tuesday's vote was 54-46, with Democrat Senator John Fetterman joining Republicans to vote in her favor. All 67 victims in last week's deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. have been recovered. Officials confirmed that news on Tuesday. An American Airlines plane collided with the Army Black Hawk helicopter last week. This is SRN News. People are reading the Bible in the Middle East.
Only about 5% of the people who live in that region are Christians, but the super popular YouVersion Bible app has seen a 166% increase in downloads there. That means a lot of Muslims are getting interested in Christianity and want to read the Bible. In Egypt alone, where only 10% of the population is Christian, YouVersion downloads are up 94%. As always, persecution and isolation only seem to increase the spread of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maryland Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of a 2023 law that ends the state's statute of limitations for child sexual abuse lawsuits. The legislation was adopted after a report that exposed widespread wrongdoing within the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore. The report, which is nearly 500 pages, included details about more than 150 Catholic priests. This is SRN News. Since taking office, President Trump has rigorously worked to enforce his agenda within the federal government, and the public is supportive of that. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
The 45th and 47th president boasted a 53% approval rating in his second week in office, according to a Napoleon News survey released this week. Voters without college degrees and those with bachelor's degrees gave him a 56% approval rating, while postgraduate degree holders gave him 40%. Voters backed his deportation effort 63% to 33%. A further 65% backed his decision to reinstate military service members who refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, while 62% support the order that federal workers return to the office in person. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Argentina is pulling out of the World Health Organization. This comes after a similar move by President Trump last month. A spokesperson for Argentina's president said they won't allow the World Health Organization to intervene in their sovereignty, much less in their health. More details at SRNNews.com.